Call Back the Past.
The German people acclaiming their new Chancellor and Führer, Herr Hitler, in 1933. With the appointment of Hitler as Chancellor in 1933 came the limiting of social liberty. Not only were the Jews discriminated against and their businesses boycotted, but the German Catholic and Social Democrat parties suppressed. The mysterious Reichstag fire, believed to be staged by Hitler, was blamed on the communists and used as an excuse to undermine them.
Deutsche Jugend, nach einem Jahr kann ich euch hier wieder begrüßen. Ihr seid heute hier. In diesem Muschel nur ein Ausschnitt dessen, was außer ihr über ganz Deutschland steht. Und wir möchten nun, dass ihr, deutsche Jungens und deutsche Mädchen, in euch all das aufnehmt, was wir dereinst uns von Deutschland hoffen. Wir wollen ein Volk sein. Und ihr, meine Jugend, soll dieses Volk nun werden.
Hitler talking to the German youth. Seemingly, the German people approved Hitler's measures because at the next election, the Nazis polled 288 seats as compared to the 120 of their nearest rivals, the Socialists. Still in Germany in 1933, the star of Marlene Dietrich was fast rising as she sang.
Blonde Haare, dunkel, blaue Augen, wer ich, wo ich nur geh und steh. Und ein kleines, dummes Kinderlächeln, das ich doch in Träumen immer nur seh. Mein blondes Pech.
In South Africa, where gold mining shares were booming, Generals Herzog and Smuts agreed to a coalition of their parties and swept to power by winning 138 seats out of 150. Mrs. Denise Rates became South Africa's first woman MP in 1933, a year which also saw the opening of South Africa House in London. Journeying to America that year was the other leading proponent of fascism, Benito Mussolini.
I will speak to you of a problem which interests the whole of mankind, namely peace or war. Italy needs peace. Italy will never take the initiative in promoting war.
Gertrude Stein's autobiography, titled The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, appeared in the bookstores of 1933, in company with Ernest Hemingway's Winner Take Nothing, Hervey Allen's Anthony Adverse, and The Lost Horizon by James Hilton. On the hit parades, Cliff Edwards singing Paper Moon.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
Caro's establishment of the chemical nature of vitamin A and the recognition of vitamin B2, as well as the isolation of the influenza virus by Andrews, Laidlaw and Smith, were advances in medical science. Other progress, the Marconi Phone Company's all-metal radio valve, and the first commercially produced synthetic detergent and polythene developed by ICI scientists. In London, Britain's King George V opened the International Monetary Conference.
It is with a feeling of deep responsibility that I welcome you to this country. I believe this to be the first time in history that any sovereign has presided at the opening of a conference of all the nations of the world. All nations are suffering from a common ill. This is shown only too clearly by the rise in the figures of unemployment. The meaning of these figures in terms of human suffering has been my constant concern in recent years, as it has been the concern of every one of you here today, upon whom the responsibility of government has rested.
Unfortunately, the conference proved a failure. Successes at the theatres of 1933, John Kirkland's adaptation of Erskine Caldwell's Tobacco Road, Maxwell Anderson's Both Your Houses, Our Wilderness by Eugene O'Neill, Lorca's Blood Wedding, and the award-winning play by Sidney Kingsley, Men in White. Musicals of the year, As Thousands Cheer and Roberta.
Well, so long, Stephanie.
You're not coming with me?
No, I have a date.
Again, with that same girl?
She means everything to me. Can't you understand?
John, there's an old Russian saying that I think all men should know.
Really? What is it?
When your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be.
Word game Scrabble was invented by Alfred Butts in 1933, a year which saw the world heavyweight crown go to the ambling Alp as Primo Carnera knocked out Jack Sharkey. Sir Malcolm Campbell pushed up the world land speed mark to 272 miles per hour, and the Australian bowler Bill O'Reilly had a memorable test series against the visiting British side.
It was the second test played in Melbourne in the 1932-33 series, which series was played against Douglas Jardine's side. In that match, it's quite normal that I should regard it as my best memory, because there it was that I tasted success for the first time in a test match. I got 5 wickets in each innings, and Australia won that test. It was the only one that we did win in that series, a series which is now taken on some great depth in cricket history, the famous Bodyline series.
At the movies in 1933, an impressive effects job in the making of King Kong, State Fair with Janet Gaynor and Will Rogers, Tugboat Annie starring Mari Dressler and Wallace Beery, and Greta Garbo as Queen Christina. and Dick Powell sang in Gold Diggers of 1933.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of fun it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Oh man, depression, you are through, you done us wrong. We never see a headline, not a red line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, come on my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling along.
Wishful thinking there in Gold Diggers of 1933. Gold was much in discussion in the United States that year. The newly elected president, Franklin Roosevelt, in order to fight the depressive economic situation, had taken America off the gold standard, banned gold exports, and declared a 10-day bank holiday. On the brighter side, the unpopular prohibition laws were repealed. At his inauguration, Roosevelt outlined his New Deal policy.
We do not distrust the future of essential democracy. The people of the United States have not failed. In their need, they have registered a mandate that they want direct, vigorous action. They have asked for discipline and direction under leadership. They have made me the present instrument of their wishes. In the spirit of the gift, I take it.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.